dairy products. Are you aware of what goes on behind the scenes? I'm Miranda, your host for this evening. Here today we have Beth Ventura from UBC to discuss practices surrounding dairy cattle welfare. Let's begin by introducing you to our audience, Beth.
Hello! I am a third-year PhD student in the Animal Welfare Program, and I am working on dairy cattle welfare and trying to apply social science techniques to answer some key questions about different attitudes and values that people hold around how animals and food production should be raised.
I think it's very interesting to find people who study animal welfare issues relating to food production. So what exactly motivates you to study this particular area of research?
So I've always loved animals. I grew up thought I was going to be a vet, like everyone probably in my program. But once I got into university, I really became interested in the application of research to try to answer broad questions about how we can better care for the animals that we use, whether it's in food or for companionship or in zoos. And how I specifically got interested in the food animal side was, I guess, in grad school. But then I really wanted to know, how do we get that implemented? And so in order to really change practices, you have to focus on the human element. So that's what kind of brought me to UBC, and I got a chance to do it with a new species of interest. So now I'm focusing on dairy cows.
That's really neat. So from attending grad school, you decided to narrow down your area of research to dairy cattle welfare and human management. Now, what is the aim of your study?
The aim of our study is basically to figure out the range of values and attitudes that different people hold around certain contentious practices in dairy cattle production. And that goes for both people that are involved with the industry, so farmers or veterinarians, as well as people outside of it, like the public. And for this specific study, we were looking at the issue of separating the baby calf from the mother shortly after birth, which is very common.
If I'm not mistaken, you conducted your experiment using an online forum, correct? Would you say that you encountered any obstacles along the way?
So when you want to get people's opinions on something and you want to get a range of opinions from different backgrounds, so which is what we wanted to do for this study, especially we wanted to get industry perspectives and we wanted to get people's opinions from, you know, veterinarians and farmers and those types of people. They're a little bit more challenging to get a hold of and to recruit for a study like this, even though it's a quick internet study.
Oh, smart decision. Could you share a little about your own personal views regarding this issue?
I think it's a practice that I think fundamentally I'm a little uncomfortable with for much of the reasons that the opponents in the study are. I think no matter when you pull the calf off, it's going to be distressing both to mom and baby. So it's not something I love, but it's a very complex issue to resolve because it's embedded into the nature of how dairy production operates today.
So as a dairy cattle welfare advocate, would you recommend any suggestions to be made in order to raise public awareness on this issue?
I think we need a lot more platforms that allow kind of crossover and interaction between public and people that are working in the dairy industry. Whether that's something like our platform that we pursued in this study, an online forum where people can talk together, I think that's an excellent way. I also think it'd be nice to, in general, have a little bit more transparency in the industry. And a lot of farms are already doing this, but having visitation days to dairy farms so that the public can come in and see the farm and ask questions of the farmer, I think those are two good ways that the public and the other side can interact with each other and learn a little bit more about each other.
Alright, thanks for your time on the show today, Beth. I definitely learned a lot about the debatable practices present in the dairy industry today. Thanks for your time!